Unit 1. Practice. Pages 6 to 7. Task 1. Your English teacher is playing a recording of a podcast about making new friends. Listen to the recording and answer the questions. The recording will be played twice. Do as much as you can the first time and answer all of the questions the second time. You have 30 seconds to read the questions. The listening will begin now.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to my podcast, School Matters. This week, just like every week, we'll talk about things that matter to students. And as usual, we have a special guest. On this week's School Matters, our special guest is Nikki Chan. Welcome to the show, Nikki.
Thanks, Jason. I'm very happy to be here for School Matters.
Now, just in case anybody's taking notes, your name is spelt N-I-K-K-I, right?
Yes, that's right. Nikki with two K's and Chan is just C-H-A-N.
Okay. Well, can you tell us a little about yourself and what you do?
Of course. I work for an organisation called Hong Kong Community Care.
Hong Kong Community Care?
That's right. It's an organisation that helps teenagers in Hong Kong.
I see. And today, you have some advice for students.
Yes, for junior secondary students mainly, as they often find it hard to make friends at a new school. A new school is a scary place, especially if you don't know anyone.
Yes, I know that from when I was a junior secondary student. None of my primary school friends went to my secondary school, so I felt quite lonely until I made some new friends.
Sure. And there are other reasons that junior secondary students have trouble making friends. For example, some people are very shy and they can be afraid to talk to other people.
Yes, it's hard to make new friends if you're shy.
Parents can be another reason, especially strict parents who don't let their kids spend time with friends.
My parents always let me spend time with other kids.
Well, not everyone is so lucky, Jason. Now, many people think homework can be a problem too. But I disagree. You can ask other students to help you with your homework, for example, and that's a good way to make new friends.
Okay, I see. So, what activities can students do to make new friends?
Well, activities like school clubs are great. When you join a school club, you meet people who like the same things you like. Team sports are good too. Joining a sports team is a perfect way to meet new people.
Yes, I played a lot of sports when I was at school.
You can also meet people at charity events. Charity events are all about helping others, so it's easy to make friends.
I hadn't thought about charity events. What about school events, like Christmas parties?
I don't think large school events are a good way to make friends. Smaller group activities are better if you want to make friends.
Oh, okay. So, do you have any other advice?
Well, Students often ask me about the best time to talk to someone new. Before school, after school, and so on. In my opinion, the best time to talk to someone new is at lunchtime. Before school, people are in a rush not to be late. And after school, they're in a rush to get home. During lunchtime, though, people are usually more relaxed and willing to talk. So that seems like a good time to get to know other people.
Okay, that sounds like good advice. We're going to take a break now, but we'll be back very soon.
Now listen to the podcast again.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to my podcast, School Matters. This week, just like every week, we'll talk about things that matter to students. And as usual, we have a special guest. On this week's School Matters, our special guest is Nikki Chan. Welcome to the show, Nikki.
Thanks, Jason. I'm very happy to be here for School Matters.
Now, just in case anybody's taking notes, your name is spelt N-I-K-K-I, right?
Yes, that's right. Nikki with two K's and Chan is just C-H-A-N.
Okay. Well, can you tell us a little about yourself and what you do?
Of course. I work for an organization called Hong Kong Community Care.
Hong Kong Community Care?
That's right. It's an organization that helps teenagers in Hong Kong.
I see. And today, you have some advice for students.
Yes, for junior secondary students mainly, as they often find it hard to make friends at a new school. A new school is a scary place, especially if you don't know anyone.
Yes, I know that from when I was a junior secondary student. None of my primary school friends went to my secondary school, so I felt quite lonely until I made some new friends.
Sure. And there are other reasons that junior secondary students have trouble making friends. For example, some people are very shy, and they can be afraid to talk to other people.
Yes, it's hard to make new friends if you're shy.
Parents can be another reason, especially strict parents who don't let their kids spend time with friends.
My parents always let me spend time with other kids.
Well, not everyone is so lucky, Jason. Now, many people think homework can be a problem too. But I disagree. You can ask other students to help you with your homework, for example, and that's a good way to make new friends.
Okay, I see. So, what activities can students do to make new friends?
Well, activities like school clubs are great. When you join a school club, you meet people who like the same things you like. Team sports are good too. Joining a sports team is a perfect way to meet new people.
Yes, I played a lot of sports when I was at school.
You can also meet people at charity events. Charity events are all about helping others, so it's easy to make friends.
I hadn't thought about charity events. What about school events, like Christmas parties?
I don't think large school events are a good way to make friends. Smaller group activities are better if you want to make friends.
Oh, okay. So, do you have any other advice?
Well, students often ask me about the best time to talk to someone new. Before school, after school, and so on. In my opinion, the best time to talk to someone new is at lunchtime. Before school, people are in a rush not to be late. And after school, they're in a rush to get home. During lunchtime, though, people are usually more relaxed and willing to talk, so that seems like a good time to get to know other people.
Okay, that sounds like good advice. We're going to take a break now, but we'll be back very soon.
You have 30 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of task 1.